If you saw the area, the industry calls the boreal forest there with all the animals, all the plants, trees, pristine water. They call it overburden. They plow it under, plow it through to get to this black sand. The black sand is embedded with this, with bitumen, which means like asphalt or tar. It's not oil. They scoop it up in earth movers that are the size of a building. They put it in huge dump trucks, and they take it to the initial processing plant. There they have to burn fossil fuels in order to create steam, in order to melt the stuff, this sticky, tarry stuff, out of the sand. That in itself is a huge, huge use of fossil fuel, just to do that. That's before they get it to a point where they can send it down the pipeline. Again, it's this tarry substance. It's not crude. I think a lot of people think, oh, it's just another place to get crude. No, this isn't. It's bitumen diluted, particularly with benzene. Benzene is a known carcinogen. When it leaks, and there have been a number of leaks and spills, the tarry stuff is very difficult to clean up. The benzene goes into the air, and if it's anywhere near human, you know, cities, towns, whatever it is, they're exposed directly to this benzene. And because the tar sands, the bitumen diluted with benzene, is much more corrosive than the crude that we're used to, there have been numerous leaks, spills, breaks of pipeline, and that's one of the things we're concerned about. We're concerned about explosions. We're concerned about land contamination. We're very concerned about especially aquifer contamination.